It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we continue to sort through the details in the aftermath. Still people in shock. What happened at the Butler Farm Show rally Saturday night? And Rico Elmore is a councilman for the Rochester Borough, a tech sergeant for the Air National Guard, and vice chairman of the Republican Committee in Beaver County, who was there. Rico, appreciate you coming on. I know you have been in great demand for sharing your story, including here on KDK. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So for those that don't know, you were at the rally, and as things started to unwind with the first shots fired, what did you see? What was your story?
Well, I was only there as a speaker for the pre-programming. Had a great speech. Things were great. The day was beautiful. At a time of the shots fired, I seen everyone in chaos and panic. Everybody froze at the same time. That flight or flight took hold, and people froze where they were standing, and no one could believe what was going on.
Did you think at first, many reported they thought, oh, it's firecrackers, but then quickly realized that was not the case?
After the first shot, I said, oh, these are firecrackers. Who would bring firecrackers to a rally like this? Followed by the second and third shot going out, I knew at that time that this was gunshots.
And in fact, you were close to one of those who was injured and shot.
I was. I was actually sitting to the right of the stage in the VIP section with Dave McCormick, Sean Purnell, and John David Longo. We were all sitting in the VIP section with others. I had turned around to look into the stands to find out someone was yelling for a medic and said that he's been shot. I looked around. I didn't see any medic. So I took my tie off. I grabbed my bottle of water, utilizing military training that I know of, self-aid buddy care and trauma care response. And I ran to the barrier and jumped over the barrier and ran up to the stands to provide aid, where I found the deceased, Mr. Corey, who is a true American hero and protecting his family. He was slumped over in the bleachers. So me and the doctor who was there were able to pull him out of the bleachers, turn him over. The doctor started performing CPR, and I held his head where the wound had inflicted.
And we're speaking of Corey Comparator, who was a firefighter, a volunteer firefighter, and at one point chief for the Buffalo Township Volunteer Fire Department, graduated from Freeport High School, has two daughters and a wife, and he had moved to protect his daughter and wife at that moment, and that bullet took his life. It's such a tragedy. But in that moment, there you are, Rico. Even though your military training, this is obviously something you'll never forget, but how has it changed you even in the last few days, dealing with some level of shock, I would imagine?
It has changed my whole perspective, really, on caring for those around me, being vigilant of what's going on around me, just being able to respond. I did what I thought anybody would do. I did what was right, and I would do it for anyone. My facts of life are just, being a community individual, helping people when I can. I mean, that's why I have coming up this Saturday, I have a book bag giveaway, giving book bags to kids in need. So
where are you going to do that, Rico, so we can let people know?
I'm doing that in Beaver County at the Community College of Beaver County.
When? Yeah. So we'll let...
I'm doing that this Saturday, the 20th, and that's from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m.
And we appreciate that. And I'm sure it's crossed your mind that bullet could have been you.
Yeah, I had thought about that, but that thought was very quickly taken out of my mind, because what was important was getting to the people that were there. So, you know, helping Secret Service and the police clear out everybody that was there, even after I had helped family members down, other individuals down to the ground level to get out, to evacuate. I ran back in to help people get out of the area, because it was a danger zone, and I would rather put my life in danger to get them out of danger than to, you know, not do anything.
Rico, I'm Paul Rasmussen here. I'd like to ask a question about the position of the stands that you were in. There were three grandstands there, one in the middle, one on the right, one on the left. Were you on the one on the right, and is that where people were wounded?
People were wounded on the one to the speaker's right. I was situated in the front of the grandstand in the VIP section on the ground.
Behind the speaker?
To the right of the speaker.
Okay, I get you. Thank you for that. I've been wondering, you know, how was it that these people were wounded? That I was imagining that they were behind and to President Trump's left, but no, they were in the ones in the stands on the right.
Corey, the deceased, he was in the stands to the right of the speaker. The other individuals, I do not know where they were. At the point of the first and second shots, I had turned my back to the speaker and focused where the shots were coming from and ran towards that direction. So everything that was going on behind me, I was unaware of.
Apparently, and we've all seen the video multiple times, the shot came, if you're looking at the video, and the shot came from the left side and then went to the right, that set of stands, Paul. Yeah,
yeah, so it went correct. It went from, you know, through that right set of stands, you know, heading toward the president.
And apparently one bullet hit a hydraulic line, and there was some shrapnel type also. So, Rico, appreciate you taking time to share your story. Glad you're safe, and thanks for jumping in to help. And sure, as you pointed out, it's going to change your life in some way forever.
I thank you so much for having me on, and I just say prayers to the family in this tough time they're going through.
Rico Elmore, we appreciate you. Thank you. And Rico, again, is Saturday at the Beaver County Community College. He has a backpack giveaway, 10 to 2, as believe it or not, families are already getting ready. The back-to-school thing, you're going to be hearing a lot about that in the days to come.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.